Hey, Corrine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm as good as I can be. So sorry for the technical problems today. It's my turn this time with the technical problems.
Don't worry. I tell you what, it doesn't matter. You know what? 80% of anything is just showing up, right?
That's right. And that's the topic of our show is the commitment. I'm committed to the show, which is even if you can't hear me very well, I'm still here.
That's okay. Ring your tambourine. And send us some smoke signals, but now we can hear you just fine. So you sound great. And we're talking about commitment to yourself. And, well, tell us a little bit about it because it was really your idea and a great idea that it is.
No, it was both of our ideas. Well, we were just talking about, the journey of commitment and, how loving and committing to another person is a spiritual process. A lot of people have a fear of commitment and it's, and why they have a fear of commitment is it's a fear of committing to yourself. And, you and I were talking about that with relationships and things like that. And feeling that we deserve to have all the goodness that comes from a relationship and a relationship with ourself. And in order to get that, we have to be committed to that. And it is a spiritual journey, and it takes a lot of dedication and, it takes, being able to remove the fears and the blocks. And that's the reason people always say, this man has a fear of commitment or this woman has a fear of commitment. And it really is just fear based. And so we're going to talk today about the journey that will bring us back to a commitment to ourselves and to another.
That's really cool. So, and I like that idea, but let me ask you a question because my experience has been when someone says they have a commitment, a fear of commitment, or somebody has a fear of commitment, do you think it's really something in themselves that that they're afraid of as well? I was talking to someone the other day, it was a client, she goes, well, he's afraid to commit to me. And do you think in somewhere inside of her, she is afraid of commitment herself, or she would be finding someone that was wanting to commit, wanting to have a relationship? What do you think about that? Is that okay if I ask you that?
Yes, a lot of fear of commitment comes from, something that we haven't looked at within ourselves. When we draw people to our lives that are afraid of commitment, there's something within us that we need to look at. So, maybe we're afraid that somebody will actually want to commit to us because we have all these negative beliefs about ourselves. We're not good enough, we don't have this and that. And even though in our hearts we want that, we may not feel that we are deserving of it or that we can really actually have that in our lives. And so we draw people to our lives that are reminders. They mirror back to us what we really do feel about ourselves. If a man or a woman is afraid of committing to you, there's something that you have not committed to yourself. You haven't committed that you really are deserving of such a powerful love, of such a spiritual type of love. Or maybe you're afraid of it within yourself. Maybe you're afraid of really attaining that type of happiness. Maybe you're afraid that once somebody does commit to you or does really love you, they'll find something about you that they don't like anymore, and then they'll leave you, right?
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because like Marianne Williamson, which we're doing our study group about our CDs, Romantic Relationship, she says that we're so afraid to show up for someone because if they really knew who we were, right, and this is what you're saying, then we feel inside ourselves sometimes that they would just leave because they think we're repulsive is the word she actually used. I'm not sure if that would be appropriate, but how do you feel about that? Do you think some of us think, oh my gosh, if they knew everything about us, what would we were afraid of, what we wanted, what we, are looking at someone says, this is what I look like when I'm scared, this is what I look like I'm afraid, this is what I look like when I'm angry, and we think that they might leave us if they knew all those things, so we hide it. And how long can we hide it? It's what do you feel about that? We can't hide it forever, so it usually shows up not...
That's right. It shows up in your personal relationships, and a lot of people may feel that way and then be the one that actually cannot commit to someone, because they're afraid of being rejected. And they're afraid of showing, if this person sees my true colors, they're not going to love me in the end. And that, what is that telling you about yourself? That you don't really love yourself. You're not accepting yourself. You're seeing faults within yourself as weaknesses. And so then you feel that someone else will see your weaknesses and not want to be with you. And Marianne Williamson says, you need to show up full force. And that's a dedication and a commitment to yourself, that if you show up full force for a relationship, it's not about how long it lasts, the longevity relationship. How long a relationship lasts does not tell you that the success of a relationship. But you'll never know if you don't show up for it. And if you show up full force, a lot of people think, okay, if I commit to this relationship, what if it only lasts for a week? What if it only lasts for a day? What if it only lasts for a month? You know, what if this person leaves me after a while? Well, if you don't show up full force and it still only lasts for a week and you show up full force for it, then it'll be a hell of a week is what she says, right? And if you don't show up for it and it lasts for a whole year, well, then it's going to be a bad year, right? You could have showed up full force and had it just only gone for a week, because the universe will wait for you. If you show up full force for a relationship and it lasts a week, well, the next relationship that you bring into your life is going to be so much better, right? It'll be at the next level of your evolution. But if you don't show up for a relationship and it lasts for a whole year and you don't commit to it, you just went through, 365 days of a half-hearted relationship, right? And then the universe will then just wait for you. You could have gone through something in only a week, but now you've just, you've just drawn it out for a whole year. And what is the universe going to do? It's going to wait for that year to pass and then bring you the next relationship, which will still be at that same level, still be a half-hearted relationship because you haven't committed to it.
That's good, though. But most people are thinking, well, if I don't cheat on him or her, or if I, stay true and don't date anyone else, or if they're married, go out with anybody else, that's being committed. Let's talk about that, because you and I, we work with a lot of different people, and the biggest question that most of them has is, first, commitment in relationships, second is career. Unless it's a guy. His is always about money and career, right? So what do you feel about that, like being committed, showing up full force? And by the way, if any of you guys, before we go any further, if any of you guys want to ask a question, a psychic question, or a question about your angels or your relationship or your job or life choices, give us a call at BBS Radio, and we'll answer that. We got a caller, and she's been on there for a while, so let's take her before we go to that Korean. Is that okay? So sure. I think we got Kimberly from Fort Lauderdale. Not from Kimberly, Florida.
From Florida.
Florida.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
How are you, girls?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I've got one, of course, regarding Jeff, but I've got one specifically regarding what you two were just talking about. You know, everyone always tells me that if you're looking for it, it's never going to show up.
Okay.
Do you believe
if you're
that?
Looking. Uh-huh. If you're looking for it, it's never going to show up.
Right.
May I add something to that? If you're looking for it and asking for it, one of the things is asking for it from abundance, already have it. I am getting the relationship of my dreams, whatever that looks like to you, or I'm getting the career of my dreams, or, whatever that, but you always ask from abundance, and you state it to the angels, the universe, your higher part of yourself, because, I think that's important.
And then let it go.
So if you're looking for it, let it go. But if you're looking for it, be saying, hey, I can't wait for it to show up, rather than it's not showing up, why isn't it showing up? That's probably what I think, I feel when I've talked to people. How about you, Kareem? What do you think?
Right. Most of the time when people say, if you're looking for it, it's not going to show up, it's because of the place that they're coming from. Do they really believe that they can have it when they're looking for it? Like Tree is saying, are they coming from a place of abundance? Do they really feel like this is what they deserve and they're ready, 100% willing to commit to it when it shows up for them, and without any fear or lack from within themselves? That's the important thing. When they're not finding it, it's because they really don't believe that they can get it. They don't believe that it's out there. Or they're coming from a place of, I don't have it. I want it so bad, and I don't have it. This person's not showing up for me, but I want it so bad. Well, the universe is going to bring you more of the not having it then. That's why when you look so hard for something, you have to be careful about where you're coming from within your heart. You have to come from abundance, not from a place of lack. So come from a place of abundance as if you already have it, and now you're just waiting for him to show up. And you just release it to the universe, it shows up a lot faster. You've also heard the reverse of that, right? When you're not looking for it, it shows up, right?
Correct.
So that's evidence of people looking for it and then releasing it and not holding on to it. And that's why it shows up for them.
Okay. Kimberly, let me share this with you, if it's okay. Sure. And this is the neatest thing. I'm living on the beach now in Fort Lauderdale. When I moved down here, because I said I wanted a place on the beach. Well, I found this little studio apartment. And wow, we can hear that. Somebody just opened and slammed the door.
That's me, because you know where I am right now. I'm trying to make the sound better, so okay, it worked. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Anyway, so I wanted this little studio, and they said, "Okay, this is the one you're going to have." And then I got the lady called me. She says, "No, Tree, and we made a mistake. It's another one. This one is much more expensive." So anyway, I went. I had seen the first one, and I go, "Gosh, I'd really like to have that one." And so, long story short, 2 days after I'd been in the one that they gave me, which was nice, then I got the one that I wanted. Well, no, sorry, about a week later, and I got the one that I wanted. And so I said, I'd really like to be in a one bedroom. And and I just let it go. I didn't think about it or anything like that. And 3 days ago, one came available. They gave it to me for basically the same price because it's in the summertime. And I just moved into a one bedroom. But I didn't think about it. I just let it go. You know what I mean? So that's what you'd call it, releasing, letting, you know, saying it, then releasing it and letting go. A great example of that, because when I let those two places go without even thinking about it, they came when I least expected it. So it's kind
of
cool.
Makes a lot of sense.
So what's your question about your guy?
Anything different, anything new with him?
Okay. I feel he's still there, and I feel that he is coming closer to you. You've got to be you've got to just really be observant and waiting, but waiting in abundance. You know what I mean? I can't wait for him to get here. I can't wait to, you know, whatever you want to do with him, go bike riding, because I know you're a big bike rider. Mm. You know, see yourself doing different activities with him, and really, really put that out there. What do you see, Corrine, for Kim?
Kim, you're doing a great job. When I'm tapping into you, I don't feel that. You really are creating a shift within me, because you feel really different to me.
You mean not desperate?
Yes, I know. You said it, I didn't say it.
You can say it.
I love you, Kim.
Nothing fades me.
Yeah, it's the vibration of that is what I picked up, previously with you, and that no longer is there as strong anymore. It's not there. You still have that desire within you. You're not coming from a place of lack. You're doing the work, and and that's from you. This is what I'm getting from you, and from him. He's picking up on that. I agree with Tariq. It feels like there's, he no longer has that feeling of desperation. His desperation was different. It was a fear that he had within him, and that's no longer there. He feels calm, and thoughtful about things that have happened in his life. That has definitely been going on inside his head. There's been reflection and thinking about his life, his relationships, you, and there isn't a feeling of a desperation within him either. You guys are both at a good place. I think your energies are affecting each other on a really positive level here. He has turned towards you more. He's just at a good place with you. There isn't any kind of like fear or worrying about what you're going to do. That's not within him. He's not worried about that anymore. He was really worried about it before. He's not worried about that anymore. I don't feel him like trying to avoid you or any of that. There's none of that. It just feels like he's just in a state of reflection right now, which is good.
Next step is showing up, Kim. That's what I see. Hey, listen, I got these... Him showing up for you. Yeah, because women like to be pursued, I think. Don't you guys think? Green. Yeah, I love being. You know, I mean, you want to let the man know that you're interested, but you like him to pursue you. So, hey, I'm not much for cards, okay? I don't use them with my readings and everything, but I got these soulmate cards, and I was asked to share this one by your angels, Archangel Michael. It says, "You're loved more than you consciously know. Share your insecurities with the one you love, and you'll be surprised and reassured by their reaction. Love is all around you." How beautiful is that?
Wow. Yeah.
friends.
Nice. We were just talking about that. You know, if you just tell them when you guys work to get together and show up for each other and go out and do different things together, then take them paddleboarding. I want to go paddleboarding too, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. So anyway, but yeah, I feel him coming around and connecting with you. You expect more from him than you ever have, and expect more from yourself first, and he'll show up for you the way
that's okay. That's okay to do. Expect more from him.
First of all, expect more from yourself. Okay,
right.
Do you understand? Before you ever expect more from him, because however high you're vibrating, he will show up there too as well. It's like a choir singing. You're singing at a high level, he'll be there with you. Okay, but you've worked on yourself, and your vibration is already higher. And when we talk about expecting more from him, it's not about going out or spending money. It's about that internal
being there.
Yeah, him showing up for you. You bet. You know. So anyway. Do you have any other questions? We're going to see you at 5 o'clock,
Monday,
I think.
Monday.
Monday.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Cool.
No, I'll save them for Monday. I'll let someone else jump on.
Okay, take care. Lots of love and light.
Okay.
We'll catch up with you later. Bye, Kim.
See you soon.
That's neat when you get stories like that, don't you think, Corinne?
I know. She's come a long way, and she's grown so much. She feels so different. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, she's at such a good place. Like, her energy just feels so much calmer, stable, strong. It's good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So happy for her.
I think we have another caller. Do you want to take them now?
Sure. We've got Lisa online,
okay.
too.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
I actually have a question, and it's not about my love life, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Great.
Lisa, hold on one second, but where are you calling from? Just to get a sense of where your energy is. That's okay.
San Diego, California.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your question?
I am currently looking for work, and I've been interviewing a lot, and I want something permanent. I've been doing a lot of temporary jobs, which is okay, but I'm ready for something long-term, and I was wondering if you get any messages or anything about that.
Oh, okay, cool. Go ahead, Corinne. You go ahead first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there three jobs that you were really looking at, three that were like kind of standing out to you among your job interviews? Were there three?
I've had two this week, and there might have been one from way back, but there's really only been two recently.
Okay. There's going to be another one that's coming up for you, and I think that's the one that you're going to get, because I was shown a three, and then one of the three is the one that you're going to get, and it feels like it's permanent, and I don't think it's any of the two that you just interviewed with. It feels like a newer energy. Third time's a charm. It feels like it's the third one is what I'm getting. These are three popping up for me. Are you going to have another one next week? Is that what you said? Or is there another one coming up for you?
Not that I know of. I mean, it could happen.
Okay.
But so far, not that I know of.
Okay. It feels like there's going to be another one that's going to show up for you, and that's the one that is the one that you're going to fall in love with. The two that you've had so far, it feels promising. They don't feel very permanent, though. They don't feel very permanent. It's a lighter energy around those two. Yeah, they don't feel permanent. They feel very, very light. This third one that's coming in, though, is the one that you're going to be looking for. It feels very permanent, very strong. That's the long-term one. So keep an eye out for that one. I would say keep sending out your applications and interviewing. Look out for this next one that's coming up, though.
Okay.
Here's what I get for you, Lisa. When I would ask Corinne to say to give the reading first and answer the question, I feel like you're going to get it's like end of next week, you're going to find something that you're going to apply for, however you do that. And around the 8th or the 9th, you're going to be interviewing, but you'll be in a permanent position, I think, this month, okay? So before the end of the month, like around in the next week to 2 weeks, okay? So just to give you a heads up about that.
Great.
Now, another thing, when she was reading for you, and when I said, Karina, can you answer the question, or will you answer the question? There is someone on the other side, because we never die. We go to like a really cool place. It looks like it's an older woman. Maybe your grandmother, your great grandmother. Do you know who this is? Okay. She's helping you, just to let you know. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So ask for help. She says that I love him on the other side because they can help you with anything. They have access to the universal mind. Some of it's called God or Buddha, whatever. But yeah, she's helping you. So I was like, wow. Okay, good. So it's always nice to be get the money on this side, have the help from the other side, right?
That's right.
I'm going to ask her to help me with money.
Yeah, that's what I said. Really, yeah, help her. Yeah, well, whatever you've been doing or asking, she's hearing you. And she's like, yeah, tell her I'm helping her. So I was like, okay, cool.
Good.
You can never be too rich or too thin, right? So that's always good.
Well, thank you so much.
All right,
take care.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Have a happy 4th.
You too.
Okay.
All right. We've got one more caller. We've got Teresa.
Teresa.
Hi. How are you, ladies?
Hi.
How's the weather by you guys?
Rainy.
Hot. It's hot where I am.
Rainy, okay.
Rainy.
It's not rainy minute yet. It's not ready to mend, Teresa, but we're hoping, okay? So anyway,
okay. Well, maybe when you go out tonight for a couple of drinks, you might find some interesting men to talk to.
Nice. There you go.
Anyway.
Is that a reading? No,
I'm sorry. Is that a prediction?
No, it's just a premonition.
Anyway.
I have a question. How do you see my relationship with Gary is taking a turn? Is it from my guides, or can you tell me anything that's happening?
Well, we know that you guys have been in love before because you've got children in the background. That's nice, too, isn't it, as well? So, Corinne, is it okay? Because I'm getting some stuff right now. I don't want to just jump. Okay,
sure.
Here's what I feel, Teresa, is that you're growing so much in I'm not going to say changing, but the core of who you are, the teacher, the healer, the leader, the spirituality, because we're all like that. We just have to find that connection to however we see our higher power. You're really doing that. And Gary, he goes up and he goes down. I feel that in the end that he'll resonate with you and be the husband that you always wanted him to be, okay? So that's what I do feel. You have to stay strong and true to your commitment, like we're talking about. So, but that commitment is to yourself, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do see. And there's a message here from your angels that says, change the way you look at things, and then things around you will change. I don't know what that means to you, but anyway, so that's the message.
How did you say that again? I'm sorry.
I said, your angel said this. They're going, change the way, or they're saying, change the way you look at things, and the things around you will change. I don't understand what that means with you guys, but that's just a message that was given to me to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, I know what that means.
Yes.
Okay, I've been seeing a lot of birds around, and normally when that happens, there is going to be a major change in my life, my personal life.
Oh, okay, cool.
Birds for me are either people coming in or going out, like dying or, but it's always an open door to a new person coming or going,
I got you. Well, Gary's alive and kicking, just to let you know. Okay, so for a long
time. Yeah, no, well, I didn't know if he was going, that's, becoming or going. And I can never get the energy, whether it's from a commitment, it's always someone coming in my life or out of my life,
I got you.
So I was wondering why I was seeing so many birds and things. So that's a good confirmation because, he's been changing with me. He's been vibrating with me, I guess. And it's feeling nice, but then he has his days where he's like two magnets. Sometimes we attract each other, and other times we're opposed to each other. I feel like we're magnets.
It's up and down. But Kareem, what do you feel with the situation with these two?
What I'm getting really strong about, I was just going to ask you, I said, have you been watching him? Because I got that really strong that you've been watching him. And when I tap into you, your energy is going towards him, and with that kind of a feeling, like you've been watching him. You really need to just release and surrender that to the angels, okay? And because right now what you're doing is you're appreciating the good times, but then you're waiting for the bad times, you know? And then when the bad times happen, you're waiting then again for the good times. And then you got to just release that, and just observe him without the energy of observation, and just release that to the angels, and really just keep your vibration high and just go with the flow of it. When he has those bad days, like everybody does, right? Don't add any more energy to that by going, okay, now here's a bad day. You know, whenever you're going to have a good day? You know, and when you're having the good day, don't anticipate a bad day. Just kind of just go with the flow and really release that part of you. Because I'm getting that strongly, that I'm getting that energy pull from you to him, that there's just the watchful energy. And if you just release that, you will create, we always talk about an energy shift, but it really does work. You'll create an energy shift. And as long as you keep your vibration high, you'll have more of the good days, and that those bad days, those up and downs will lessen. Because I'm feeling the energy of like an observation.
I'm definitely observing him. You're totally right on that. You hit that 100%. It's just because I observe him whenever he has a lot of mother issues, like he's going there a lot, and he comes back so different that I don't know how to handle him. His energy becomes so sporadic. So I try to be wary so that I don't repeat my patterns. But I will do what you know. I totally understand what you're saying about letting go and letting the angels protect me, and I will try to do that. It's a challenge, but I will try to do that.
I understand.
That's cool, Teresa. He loves you, though. I want you to know that's what I do feel. And you know, you got a relationship there. You will work it the best you can and trust the power of your love, and most of all, the love that you're developing within yourself. And one of the other messages that I'm getting is don't think about the past or look at the future. Just live in the now. Isn't that great? Live in the now. So anyway,
I hope that. Well, we talked about that one day about the kids, how like they just love playing the game, not really wondering about the result.
Yeah.
That's right.
Remember, you know, it's fun, the chasing, and they don't care who really wins. They just want to be, you know. I've been trying to do that. I think my children are my two biggest angels, though. I finally noticed them as angels. Isn't that weird?
Well,
I've had them, and I never noticed them.
Well, they're playful and loud angels. That's what we love about them. Anyway, I love kids and animals. Anyway, thanks, Teresa, for calling. We'll catch up with you later, okay?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, ladies. Have a great weekend and enjoy the fireworks.
You too. Happy 4th. Anyway, she's a sweetheart. I love her, don't you? She's the best.
Anyway. Okay, we've got two more callers, so we'll clear the lines that you want to.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right. We've got Peter from Miami.
Hey, Peter from Miami.
How are you? How are you, ladies?
Hi, good.
What's going on there? What's your question? What's your thoughts? I know that you do a lot of work on yourself. This is Peter, Kareem. I'm so glad he called tonight. So he's a student and a teacher in the Course in Miracles, and he's also a professor. And what's going on? Tell us what your thoughts are. What's your question if you have one?
You know, I really like the conversation that you all been having, and it's so true that you have to allow things. And people, you know, they want things, but then as soon as it starts coming, they go, well, I'm not good enough or something. And everything stops. So you have to allow it. But I was calling because I had two great job interviews today. I mean, really good. And I know, I just know it, that this one of them is going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter which one it is. The one pays twice as much as the other.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to want to pay more. But I wanted to know if you had any ideas on which one is coming, or you know, something like that.
Go ahead, Kareem. You want to go first?
Because I was getting stuff when you were saying it. When I tapped into you, I got two jobs. Okay, one was like double the energy, and when you said twice the money, I was like, "Yep, that's the one." it feels like you can have both. That one that's double the money, you're going to get that one. That one is so strong. It's twice the other one for sure. So yeah, the other one, let me see. You're going to get the one that's double the money for sure. The other one, I guess the other one doesn't really matter then, right? But the other one, I'm trying
right.
to look
it
at.
Doesn't matter. And it's kind of far. It's in Homestead. So the one that pays less is kind of far away. The one that pays twice as much is downtown at a college. It's an associate dean. So, great job. And I can do that job blindfold, you know. But I have to adjust to all these colleges because they do things so slow. I have to be really, you know, slow with them until I get them on my vibration, and you know, let's get to work. But yeah, I thought I was going to get like this when they called me. I was on business in Orlando. They called me for the job interview, and as soon as the lady was talking, I got chicken skin, and I've been smiling ever since. You know, like just smiling. You know, just smiling. And I'm going, wow, what? You know, so I went on the first job interview at noon, and the second one was on a Friday at 3 o'clock. It was today. And I was ready. I had like 10, 15 sheets of paper ready. And, I mean, I knew everybody, and I just knew everybody was there, not from knowing them, because I did the research on who was going to be on the interview and stuff. So I just knew them. I knew about them. And they were really shocked that I knew all the shit about them. So, you know, I wanted to let them know that that's how I work. So I'm very glad that I'm going to get the second one because it just makes my day.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Peter, I feel like you're going to get it too as well. Did they give you any idea about, because something is happening with this job around the 16th of this month, just to let you know. That's what I got.
Right. Okay? They're going to make us the decision for the second, you know, they'll have a second sometime next week.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not this coming week, but the week after that, which should be like the 9th or 10th or 11th. And then I'll get a call for the second job interview, I guess.
Okay, yeah, because something's happening with this job the 16th of, around the 16th or around the 16th of July. Okay, so that's what I got with it as well.
Anyway, have to go out to dinner, you know.
Yes, exactly. We'll all go out and celebrate. I'll grab everybody and get us all together like we do. That'd be fun. And then with your second job interview, thank you so much. We appreciate it. So, thank you for sharing your story. But because you're a student of the law of attraction, you teach it as well. So what you think about, you create. Look at what's going on with you now.
That's right.
Good job.
A friend of mine told me that these jobs were coming because I had changed my vibration. Actually, what he meant is that I have lifted it up. So you can only attract how you think. So as soon as you start thinking higher of yourself and more esteem, then that comes in. It's like you tune into that. So why would you want to tune into your lower self when you're a holy child of God and you should be able to get anything you want?
Very nice.
After years and years of studying and after years and years of you coaching me, I guess I'm getting somewhere.
It's your time. That's what I see.
That's right.
Anyway, thanks, Peter. We want to have you on as a guest sometimes. You can share your thoughts and
please,
your, because I know you've done a lot of studying. So be
great.
Okay. Well, take care.
Thanks a lot. Listen on. Take care. Bye-bye.
A happy 4th.
Bye. Okay, I'm back. I logged off there for a second, but I'm back. So,
good.
I know. Hopefully, you saw what I saw. We're on the same page. I couldn't hear a thing. So, but now I'm back.
No.
Is it getting that job?
I saw it. But they're going. We're good. So, and I'm glad that you're here. And I know technical difficulties, but hey, I always say 80% of anything is just showing up, right?
I know. I'm here. Okay, we've got one more caller. We've got Amora from New Mexico.
Amora, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm glad you're here. So you've been a guest on our show. We want to have you back. And I know you're a relationship counselor, coach, and star child extraordinaire. So talk to us. What's your question? What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are is on the aspect of commitment. I was listening, you know, when I was listening to you guys, my mind was going all over the place, but in good places. the thing that stuck out with me is when you're talking about commitment, if a man or a woman has fear of commitment, and Corrine was 100% right, there's something going on inside of them, and that's not necessarily a negative thing. What I keep getting is the fear of commitment stems from a lack of self-awareness. So it's not necessarily that that person or the reflection that you're seeing is not that you're not committed. It's what you're committed to. Are you committed to believing that you don't deserve someone? Are you committed to believing that your faults are your essential self? Because when you become aware of who yourself is, then that's how you commit to it. But how can you commit to something you're not aware of? We get signs of our essential self every day, yet we've been programmed out of it. The signs we get when somebody, you know, of a different resonation comes into our field, the hair stands up on the back of our neck, our stomach churns, our heart opens. Those are essential, concrete notifications whether that person or that situation is along your energetic resonance. That's coming from your essential self. Your essential self only knows what is. There's no lie in it. So I would just ask those who feel like he won't commit or she won't commit to ask themselves this question in full love and in full light. Are you honoring what you're feeling? Are you honoring the intuitive hits that are saying, maybe this person isn't right for you? Or are
right.
you pushing it because of your fear? So when we look at commitment, you have a built-in system of your essential soul self that continually says, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. So I would ask, and this is exactly what I'm learning to do, to learn to commit to that self. When you commit to that self and all the signals it's sending you, it opens you up to all your gifts and everything that's along that vibration of your gift. And I love when you read that soul card from Michael, when Michael says, share your insecurities with that other person, because that's the authenticity of your essential self coming through. Your ability to share something lessens the hold of it on you, because you only hold on to something that you're afraid of. So when you read that card, that was confirmation for me that what I was going to say was the right thing to say.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's what I wanted to share about commitment.
Let me ask you a question, Amora, because I know that you do a lot of work with relationships.
Relationships.
That's good, by the way. I got to remember that. Relationship shifts. Okay.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
And Corrine and I know you work with clients as, and customers and people and your friends and all that, and family members. When I talk to, and women are, okay, let me back up. When I talk to women, a lot of them will ask, I want this, I want him to commit, I want him to marry me, I want him to, I want him to. My own thought is, we never ask that man, what does he want? Right? You know what I mean? Okay. Or that woman, maybe I'm looking at it, but most of the time men are more definite or decisive about what they want and they go after it, where sometimes women will try to convince a man to be in a relationship with her when he's not ready. So
right.
How do you feel about that? What is your thoughts about that, I guess is what I'm trying to ask you.
I think it goes back to what I was just saying about commitment. Basically, as women, because of what's happened to us historically with the Inquisitions and being treated like second-class citizens, we are in denial or we're in fear of our essential power. So when we look at a man and wonder why he won't commit, we're not committing to ourselves. We are strong, we are beautiful, we are powerful, but we don't trust that strength, that beauty, that power, that inherent femininity has the ability to attract a mate. But if you look at it from a magnet point of view, once you accept and see who you are, you turn on your magnet full force. And if you turn on your magnet, the feminine aspect, full force, just by being your essential self, you're going to attract the opposite vibrational magnet, i.e., the male force. that's in his strong, centered force. So when you try to force, you know, whether you actually admit to yourself you're forcing or not, that's an aspect of self-awareness. When you try to force someone to be with you, to force someone to commit to you, it's like putting similar poles of a magnet together where you have the repulsion. Mm-hmm. But when you start to shift within yourself, you turn on your essential beingness, and it has a natural attractive factor. So when you commit to your essential self, everything falls into place. So when you're looking for that ideal relationship outside of yourself, you've got your magnet turned the wrong way. So once you turn it towards you, everything else is going to come rushing at you. Like the previous caller said, when you're not looking for it, you find it. It's because when you're not looking for it, you already are it.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah, that's very true. That's very, very true.
Good.
But you're living in abundance, and you're living with because that magnet's focusing on not your ego, but your higher self, and so you're living in abundance, and you know that everything that, whether it's job, man, woman, is they're coming, correct?
Exactly, correct, because okay. You trust in the frequency that it's on, just like you trust that gravity is going to keep you on the ground. You trust that the sun's going to shine every day. You trust that if the sun is covered by clouds, that at some point the clouds are going to go away, but you trust that that sun is still there shining. So when we
nice.
Trust our essential self, no matter what the external circumstances look like, you'll still feel the rays.
Oh, very nice. I like that. Thank you.
Good analogy. That was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Queen, do you have anything you want to ask her?
No, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I love that analogy. That's really good. So
thank
good.
You. Mm-hmm. Amora, I just want to put this plug in for you. I think that you need to have your own show and like midnight to 3, more from Amora. Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds nice. Really, that sounds
nice. Yeah, doesn't it? And then you could, you know, make money and be on the, you know, do all that. That'd be fun. Anyway, thanks, Amora, for calling, and we'll catch up with you later, okay?
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
She's amazing. I really enjoy chatting with her, and I know she's going through some huge, huge growth, and she's a writer and teacher and everything. But I want to ask you a question, okay? This is so good because, you know, I joke about men, rainy men and everything, but I really do like someone, and I want to see where it goes. I look at other relationships, and I look at other people that are just starting or people that have ended. And my question to you, because I know that you've dated and been in relationships, as we all have, what do you feel about people? When they get into a relationship and they're going, okay, or they're trying to get into a relationship, what do you feel is that they don't do, or they do, or they need to do, or should do, or I don't even know if that's a correct thing, Corrine. You know what I mean? About finding about where that other person is at. Because sometimes I think people, you know, when I ask them, I go, what does he want? Or most of the time it is a woman about a man. What does he want? And they're not even clear about that. How do you feel?
Well, because they're not thinking about what the other person wants. They're thinking about what they want. How can this other person fulfill my needs, right? How's this person going to fit into my life? What do I need that this person needs to give me so that I feel better? It's never usually about the other person, right? Our first thing to do is think about what we want. What can make us feel better? Spiritual relationship, like Marianne Williamson says, is about, understanding what your needs are. Of course, that's important, right? And also honoring the godlike within another person, honoring what their needs are as well. And not to make it so one-sided. And many times that's what we do, is we think about only what we want, what will make us feel good. What does this person need to say or do? What is this person doing or not doing? And we talked about that yesterday, too, about how that becomes then a special relationship, a fear-based relationship, right? And not a spiritual relationship.
Okay, so you're saying, so this person is what, you know, they could... This is how I see it when I'm talking to them, what they look like on an energy level. And you, you and I chatted about this before. When they walk in to talk to you or I, okay, or, you know, because we do double readings too as well, and they have this big, huge hole in their heart, and they're like, okay, why isn't he calling me? Why isn't he there? Why isn't he showing up for me? And then you think about it, well, you got this big, huge, that you need something from him. How fun is that? That for him to show up, how fun is it for you to live in that lack, right? So let me ask you a question. What is something, if anyone's listening today, what's something that this person could do to say, okay, help heal that, I mean, it's like a wound almost, you know, feel that, you know, that they're trying to get somebody else to feel that need for them. What could they do? What do you feel? One thing.
I'm sorry, we've got two more callers on the line. What they can do is, I mean, they've got to look within themselves first and see why is it most of our needs that we place upon another person is coming from a fear, right? It's usually always a fear. I need you to do this because I am afraid that if you don't, then I will feel this way, right? I will feel horrible about myself. I won't feel safe. I won't, you know. And where is that fear coming from, right? Because that person is only brought into your life to help that fear that already existed to resurface. It's not anything that they're doing that's making you fearful. It's something that has already existed within you before this person even came around. They're just here as a tool.
Mirror.
So it's usually a deep-seated fear within us that has either stemmed from a past relationship, you know, or a false belief within ourselves that someone else placed upon us, you know, or it could have been from a family experience or just anything like that we have not healed.
Okay.
And once we're able to heal that and release that, because we have the power within ourselves to do that, to heal any wound, and it's not dependent upon anybody else, we have the power to do this within ourselves, we no longer need anybody to do anything for us because we are already complete.
We're already 100% there ourselves. I agree with you on that. That's true. So we got two more callers. Let's talk to Willie from Fort Lauderdale. Okay.
Hello.
Willie.
Hello, ladies.
Hey,
how
Willie.
You doing?
Good.
You guys did a reading with me the other day, and thank you very much. You guys helped me get some clarity. And I talked to that angel, and I'm sure I'm going to get some more answers. But part of the answers I got from that one angel was that this person came into my life that there's some lessons I need to learn, some lessons I didn't learn in a previous relationship. And that I'm there to learn whatever that lesson or those lessons are. So this is where I'm supposed to be for now. So you guys help me get clarity with that. But I do have a question for you, and that's with another friend of mine. And three, you're familiar with her. I'm not going to use her name, but my Brazilian friend. She is going on a job interview on Monday. And she would like to know her chances of getting that job. She's gone on quite a few, but this one she's really looking forward to.
To getting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Karina, I just got something right away. So if it's okay, I'm going to go ahead. It's her time. And, it's just her time to have a better job. This is the same one that's got a new guy. So,
that's just a friend, so
wonderful. But sometimes new guy, love and career are the same coin, just different sides. So she's dating. When one starts coming in balance, the other one will usually follow right behind. So what I feel with her, it's her time. That's a big message for her. Just tell her that. And Archangel Michael's with her as well. So,
wow.
And I have to tell you something. There's an eclipse coming too that makes all this, you know, it will make things come easier. So that's supposed to be, you know, because it brings a lot of new energy to the planet. So that's what I feel. What about you, Kareem?
Yes. This one feels strong too. And then there's another one. There's another one that's around her, another job interview that's around her, and it doesn't feel as promising, as in it doesn't feel as though she would really like it. But there's another one around her. I don't know what that is, but there's another one.
Another one after the one she's going for on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another one.
Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks a lot,
well,
Willie. We got to go because we got to get off
right.
the air.
All right.
So
thank you very much.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Well, anybody that's called will have to call us next time. So I know that we've got to get off the air now. But if you guys want a reading with Corrine and I, or we've got something really exciting. July 6th, I think that we are doing a. Well, tell them about it, Corrine, because you say it quicker than I do.
It's just another spiritual teleconference. But this time, and it's free. Each person can ask two questions and to Turi and I, and we'll answer them for you and help you tune into your angels. So it's a spiritual teleconference to help tune into your angels and communicate with them. And you can ask two free questions, so it'll be a lot of fun. That's July 6th.
And you go to angelcoaches.com to get all the information. So and look under the spiritual teleconferencing button underneath the site. So anyway, good night, everybody. And Corrine, I will talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
All right, sounds good.